This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's right, it is a Tuesday, 9 o'clock. I told you this day would eventually fly by. It's picking up, but man, a lot of people still celebrating the Memorial Day holiday. Rain outside. Maybe no Blackstone in the future for the next couple of days. But we got baseball tonight, so we'll be good. The rain will dissipate, get out of here. But we're still going to have those clouds hanging over our head. But not sunny till Friday. But the good news is it's Tuesday, so it's only a couple of days.
We do have the start bench cut, some from the text line, some from a devout listener. But we start off with this.
Is this from the text line?
Nope, this is from the Dustman. For Heels of Leagues, Littlefinger, Angel Reese, Tyreek Hill.
Ooh, I'm going to start Littlefinger as the heel because we are now watching literally every move that this guy makes. I am going to bench Angel Reese because she's in the moment right now. She's currently playing. Tyreek Hill, you're yesterday's news, bro.
Oh. Somehow he'll come back to the picture here in the next week or two.
Is start mean you're the worst heel like you are?
Starts like, yeah, number heel. One, yeah. Bench two, yeah.
Then I got to go with Bob's ranking as well. Mm-hmm. And that would upset Tyreek Hill the most as well.
It'd probably upset Rodgers if he wasn't started too.
Hey, he's all right as long as you mention him.
That's a fair point. Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to start Reese. I'm going to bench Tyreek and cut Rodgers. I've had enough of the Tyreek, or I've had enough of the Rodgers heel movement. Tyreek could do a few more things to kind of really lean into that. We go to this one. We're 100. You start bench cut these. 100 days till the NFL, 38 days till the 4th of July, or a third of the MLB season in the books.
I'm going to start the third of the MLB season being in the books. It's what's going on right now. Now gives us the freedom and the opportunity to talk more in detail and more in depth. We're not rushing to any conversations. Teams are kind of who they are right now. You kind of have an idea. So I'm going to start the third of the baseball season being done. I'm benching 100 days to the first NFL game, 101 days to the first Chiefs game. And then I'm cutting 38 days till July 4th because my mother always used to say when she was a teacher, once you hit that July 4th holiday, summer's already done. And she is so right about that. You hit July 4th and the summer speeds up and it's over before you know it. So I'm cutting July 4th and 38 days from now. I am not ready for that summer to be dissipating away.
Nathan?
Yeah, I'm starting the one third of the MLB season done. We can start calling spades spades and stop prefacing things with it's early.
It's early, yes. Mm-hmm. Right? No longer do we say it's early.
Michael
that
Massey
is done.
Has to start hitting.
Yeah, that's an excuse. Well, it's early is done, yeah.
I'm cutting 38 days till July 4th because maybe by then the sun will shine. I don't know. Maybe that's optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's my benching. And then I'm cutting the 100 days till the NFL season because we cover the NFL 365 days a year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm starting 38 days till July 4th because that is the number one holiday in my book, just from everything that it is, the shows, the pools, the weather, the food.
I thought Memorial Day was going to be all that.
Yeah, well.
We got screwed.
If I had to hear one other person say, man, this is the coldest Memorial Day that I can remember.
I've never seen so many like middle-aged dad bod men just all of us texting each other yesterday randomly. People that don't even know each other. We're all just having these conversations like, this weather stinks, man.
No doubt about it. Then you have the next one. duos of Kansas City. One not quite here yet, but the other two have proven. Moose and Haas, Kelce Mahomes, Cags and Witt Jr.
Well, I'm going to start Moose and Haas because they were our first, and you never forget your first true love. Beer norm, sure. So I'm going to start Moose and Haas. I'm going to bench Kelce and Mahomes, and then I'm going to cut Cags and Witt Jr. because we haven't seen that one yet.
I'm going to start Kelce and Mahomes.
No way. Really?
Yeah, hot take there. Hot take, right? I'm going to bench Cags and Bobby Witt. A, because I want to see them. I'm interested in seeing what that pair looks like. I'm only cutting Moose and Haas because they probably cut themselves too.
Okay.
They probably look at this list and be the first to tell you, you know what, we're probably cut in this situation.
Yeah, I'm going to start Cags and Witt Jr. No way. For sure, because I think that will be the next duo of the city. Again, I have all but nothing but respect for Eric Hosmer. Put on a show Friday night for the Bananas and those fans. Came out to Friends in Low Places, stole the crowd. But look, Cags is going to be so much more. I'm just telling you, he's going to be so much more. All aspects of what Haas was. Plus, you already have Bobby, the proven guy. Put those two together. I'm going to bench Mahomes and Kelce because I've seen it. I've had it. I'm going to get one last ride of it this year. And I am going to cut Moose and Haas because, I mean, look, with those other two, I know we haven't seen Cags and Witt Jr., but, man, I'm telling you, I haven't been very wrong about Cags so far this year, and I don't think I will be moving forward with his career. We move on to signings that you might want to see in the future. Vinny Pasquantino, Trent McDuffie, Chris Bubich.
I'm going to start McDuffie on that one. Okay. I am going to bench Chris Bubich, and I'm going to cut Vinny Pasquantino.
I'm going to cut Bubich. I think I'm of the ilk of you pay offense and you develop starting pitching. And I trust this new regime of pitching development in this organization. I'm going to bench Vinny, and then I'm going to start McDuffie. I think that's non-negotiable. I think you have to do that.
I think I'm with you on all three of those, so no need to take up the time of the listeners. We move on to the, I guess you could call this the holiday summer season of what people tend to do for your, what should have been yesterday but wasn't, what might be for your 4th of July or your Labor Day weekend. Do you know pool, lake, or cookout in the backyard with yard games?
I'm going to go in that order, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to start the pool, bench the lake, and cut the cookout in the backyard with yard games because I don't want to be injured like you are.
Oh, my God. This is terrible, dude. So have you ever heard of this game called like Beersby or Polish Horseshoes where you have two poles in the backyard and it's 2v2 and you throw a frisbee to knock the beer bottle off the top of the pole?
No, it sounds amazing.
It's awesome. Polish Horseshoes or Beersby, whatever it's called. Learned it at a fraternity house. Shocker. Still trying to play it at 37. But my buddy's house Saturday, we're playing and you're trying to knock it up. You do a lot of squatting. Dude, I woke up yesterday morning, couldn't even get on the toilet. I mean, shaking like crazy.
There's nothing worse than when you have your legs shaking when you're trying to take a dump.
It's brutal, dude. I walked up the stairs this morning, and I felt like that guy that was a representative of Kansas calling into the drive.
I'm like, right.
Still running out there, Bob. He's like, what the hell happened to you this week in golf? He's like, I need you Thursday. I'm like, no, I'll be good.
I was like, to take the stairs.
Yeah. I was like, man, my thighs are on fire from going up, down. I mean, it was like a Morgan Wallen video. Up, down, up, down, up, down, nonstop. And no, I found out that I'm a lot older than I really think I am after this week of playing that game. It's a great
game. That's why I don't play games when I drink usually. You know, it'd be yard games. I'll take a yard bench, please. I'll sit right there and watch y'all.
I'll be a spectator for sure.
Yeah, I'm a great spectator.
I think I would take lake, pool, and then cookout in the backyard with games because where a lot of times, like the cookout in the backyard with the games, there's a pool close.
Yeah,
so after
sometimes
you go dip in
you
and get
those
out.
Big, like, you know, those yard darts into the pool. It could be a mess.
Don't want to do that for sure.
Hit Uncle Jimmy with one of those things.
How
he's
about you,
floating
Nathan?
Around.
I'm starting the pool, cutting the cookout. I'm benching the lake. And look, I'm not hating on the activities.
Right.
The food, the drink, the friends,
like
the
water.
Body of water. I love it.
Yeah.
Lakes are disgusting. You can't convince me otherwise. I want no part of the lake. I'm cutting the lake.
A lot of filth in these. Yeah, you're right.
This one comes from the text line. Start bench cut from 94 nominees for Best Picture. Shawshank Redemption, Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. No chance I'm even wading into that one. I mean, 94 may be the best year on record when it comes to movies. And that's just three of them. I saw something over the weekend about that. Like, 94 was just incredible with movies. And so I'm going to start all of them.
Okay.
There's not many where you have three movies that I will go, I will watch all three of those. I'd have no problem sitting there watching all three of those movies.
I'd start Pulp Fiction. I'd bench Forrest Gump. I've never seen Shawshank. I got to cut it.
You got to watch it.
Never seen it.
Got to watch it.
These guys producing the show.
I know. Not watching Shawshank. That's one of the greatest movies of all time.
I would probably.
But I'm not one of those you got to watch a movie guy because I haven't seen many.
I would probably start Gump because it comes with the soundtrack as well.
Well, it's based on a true story, too.
That's right. it happens. Pulp Fiction number 2 would be my bench because it's generational. I think that's the one that kind of put Tarantino on the map.
No doubt.
Kind of got him going there. And it was like the first real movie that I had seen where like guys and women who had done roles in other movies did something completely out of the box and it worked perfectly.
You talking about Travolta?
And Willis and Uma Thurman, all these actors and actresses that I didn't know. Like I had seen Batman Forever before I saw Pulp Fiction, and I knew Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy for many reasons. And then I saw that movie and I'm like, wow. Which then led me down a rabbit hole of, then here comes Kill Bill, here comes Reservoir Dogs, here comes all these. Yep. And I love seeing those actors in roles that they normally don't do, like Travolta, Bruce Willis, right? Like all these sort of things.
I mean, think up until that time, for the most part, everybody knew Travolta from Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, or what is it? Not Midnight Cowboy. That was somebody else.
Rhinestone Cowboy.
Is that what it was?
Was it Rhinestone Cowboy?
No. I forget. Some
Urban
sort of
Cowboy?
Urban Cowboy.
Yeah.
Or they knew him from Grease. Right, Danny?
Yeah.
Is that what you were saying? Yeah, Grease.
I say Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, same thing.
That type of performance, yeah.
And then Willis was Die Hard, right? Mm-hmm. He was Mr. Die Hard. And then Uma Thurman was, you know, I didn't know she was a badass like that.
Yeah. Many people don't know Samuel Jackson was also in that movie.
Mm-hmm. He's got a wallet that has a certain saying on it. This one comes from our lady, Miss Emily. She says that I have taken over the world with this Abuelitos. The breakfast burritos and sort of stuff. So I asked you this for breakfast. Breakfast burrito, breakfast scramble, or a breakfast sandwich? And yes, any bread is capable for your sandwich.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I would probably go with the breakfast scramble first, then the sandwich, and then the burrito.
Mm. Oh, the sandwich is by far and away
superior.
Okay.
Especially you get a fried egg on that.
Give me your sandwich. What's your bread, first of all?
I would go sourdough, sausage, egg, and cheese.
Okay.
That's my just all time best. Probably scramble 2 and burrito 3.
Okay. I would go burrito first. If you haven't had the hash brown burrito from Abuelitos or Albatros or whatever it's called, fantastic. They're everywhere. There's one right here on Shawnee Mission Parkway. Burrito, sandwich, scramble. And I love all three. It's like Bob's movies. But yes, sign me up for everything. Coming up on the other side, the Yankees need a bat. The Yankees need a bat. Some people need pitching. We know where to go for all of them here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Rolling right along on a Tuesday here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals, who play tonight. It will be dry. The rain will stop, I promise. The sun will come out tomorrow.
Someday.
But no, it will. It's Brady Singer night at the K. Ellie De La Cruz is there. Bobby Witt Jr. is there. CAG should be there, but eventually we will get there. So Brady Singer tonight, like you said, I'm hoping to see that Jonathan India home run. That'd be something.
How cool would that be, right?
Well, that would buy him another 2 weeks.
Well, he's got the time. I don't think Jonathan India is going anywhere, but from a fan standpoint, I can see what you're saying. Like, he's going to go somewhere. Michael Massey's your odd guy. He stinks. I mean, he's not really bringing anything to the table right now.
Well, it's not great. Again, Vern talked about it's the worst hitting lineup since the collaboration of those Royals when they first started as a brand new team in the league. But again, we're almost there. Vern said about, another month until we start really seeing teams wave the white flag. He brought up last year Tarik Skubal being a guy that, like, Detroit fan base was like, hey, and we know Vern's connected to the Detroit baseball world, obviously being there, but like, that was last year Detroit saying, hey, we're willing to maybe think about getting rid of some of these pieces to kind of build for the future. Vern also mentioned earlier when he was on the show that maybe you could use your minor league system to go and acquire that bat in the outfield, whether it's outside of CAGs, because he did also imply that you're going to need more than just Jack Caglione on this team.
Right.
Because Detroit, 6-game lead over you. The two teams in front of you, Cleveland, Minnesota, 1 game over you for second place because they just consistently get rained out. 3 games above 500, 29-26. Moves are going to start being made. Right now, all the moves seem to be happening within organizations, right, where it comes to the, you know, we're going to bring these guys up, seeing these guys down. We're going to see what this does for it. Is it a patch job until we have to make that move? The Royals do have some moves, and there's other teams out there that also need to make moves.
Yeah, but I think anything you do right now from a major league roster standpoint really is a patch job, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, even Cueto and Zobrist were patch jobs. They got you to the end of where you needed to be, and then they were gone for the next season, right? You weren't keeping those guys around for that long. But Michael Massey is your next guy. I mean, he's hitting 206, and his on-base percentage is 222. The dude has four walks on the season, right? Like, he's not getting on base. He's not making plays. Right now, he's a major black hole in your lineup, and he's probably going to be the next guy that, you know, probably makes way for, you know, Jack Caglione on this roster. But you hate to see the Yankees are now actively pursuing a bat, because that's what we're actively pursuing right now, right? They say the Yankees are reportedly aggressively seeking a right-handed bat ahead of the MLB trade deadline. Mm-hmm. And it's usually if the Yankees want it, they figure out a way to go out there and get it. And that's where you have to be proactive in this situation if you're the Royals, right? You know that there are other teams out there that want bats. We've talked about dreadful how hitting is dreadful in Major League Baseball this year. One of the worst years in the history of Major League Baseball for offensive production. And so if there is somebody available, it's basically going to be a, you know, what's the product where supply and demand mm-hmm. type of thing, right? There's not a lot of supply, but there's going to be a lot of demand. And if you can get a jump start on this, kind of like they did, you know, with the Cole Reagans trade a couple of years ago, I thought they jump started the Johnny Cueto movement as well. When they traded for him, it was earlier than, you know, many people would have expected to kind of make a move. I think it was about a week before the deadline where they made the Johnny Cueto move. So mm-hmm. other teams out there, other teams with riches like the Yankees, I'm sure the Dodgers will be in this mode as well. Everybody's going to be looking to acquire a bat. And so when everybody else is looking to acquire a bat and you're looking to acquire a bat and you don't have as much to deal with the financial side of things, you've got to find a way to be proactive and be aggressive early. And I think the Royals are going to try to be as aggressive as early as they can, because they've shown that in the past. Mm-hmm. They're not going to sit around and wait. The fact of the matter is just a lot of teams need this right now. And so I think some of these teams may hold on to potential trade pieces to see how high the value will go for them.
I'm also interested to see what the teams, like you'd mentioned the Yankees, I'm interested to see what like teams like Detroit, Philadelphia, the Cubs, the Dodgers do, because those are rosters that you would think right now those are your favorites, right?
And the Braves. Don't sleep on the Braves right now.
Yeah, they have, 25 wins on their season.
They're two games under 500 right now.
And they just got their All-Star back.
That's right.
And MVP.
And they're playing Philadelphia this week.
So only 9 other teams have more wins than the Royals in all of baseball. It's not panic mode yet, but you are, and I mean by like seeing like where the divisions are lining up. Detroit, obviously, with that 6-game winning streak, they have the most wins in baseball with 35. Philadelphia just below them with 34. But is it where I'm interested in trade deadlines every year? Is it the fringe teams that are one, maybe two moves away from being in the level of those other teams? Or is it the teams that are already dominant where you're like, why do they need that guy? Because now they're really making their roster big. And I wonder if it's the Detroits, the Phillies, the New Yorks, the Chicago that make the moves first and then you kind of see where it goes. Or is it, you know, teams like Cleveland, Kansas City, Minnesota, St. Louis, San Diego that make those moves, and then it really starts
going. I'm going to take a different approach that kind of hit me about 10 years ago. You can never have too many good players on your team.
Yeah.
And I remember, and this became a joke for forever, is when we got Zobrist and Josh, and, oh, that's just a luxury, right? We didn't really need Ben Zobrist. Well, we did. We needed Zobrist more than we ever knew that we needed him. And I think when you make those trades that, you know, let's say you're the Yankees, right? And you go out there and you trade for the best bat available. I'm watching the Padres were just up there. Let's just say they made a trade for Tatis, right? Just for argument's sake for this, right? Mm-hmm. And people go, they don't need Tatis. It's just the rich getting richer. But yes, but they eventually will need Tatis. That's what these teams do. They go out there and they make these big time moves to strengthen positions that they don't feel need to be strengthened. I mean, how many times have we seen that with the Chiefs? A year ahead, every year that they draft, we're like, why did they go out and draft that guy? They don't need that position yet. Oh my God, yes they do. And then it works itself out. So I think that's the way you have to approach this trade deadline, regardless if you're the Dodgers or if you're the Pirates, you're the best team, you're the worst team in baseball. You have to do everything to make your big league squad better. And if you feel like you can go out there and make a move and do that, then they're going to do that. And that's the advantage of the big league market too. They can eat more of that salary, pay more of that money, and make it almost impossible for a team in Kansas City or Milwaukee or someplace like that to even be in the same kind of categories with the Yankees and Dodgers may do at the deadline.
I do agree with Vern. They need more than just this guy.
This week, and now looking for a fourth. Caglione has done it again. The kid's going to be just fine. Number one pick for the Royals in their draft this past year. Number one prospect. High hopes, and for good reason. He has put on a show here in Daybreak this week. Caglione flies this to right on a laser. Going back is Cavadas, and it's gone. He's homered for a fifth time this week. The number one prospect in the Royals organization has put on a show here at the ballpark at America First Square. Two homers on the afternoon.
He made everybody in America hit a square.
What did he say? What ballpark? Oh, that's the minor leagues. I'm like, what the hell is he talking about?
I thought he said he just made Dusty hit a square. I'm like, you better believe it, dude, after this weekend. I was like, no way. And then it was like, no way. And then it was 2-1 game. And then I looked at the number and I saw, oh my gosh, he's hitting 346 and 26 at bats with 5 homers, 10 RBI, only 4 strikeouts with a slash line of 357, 923, and 1280. You had mentioned earlier that you don't want to see him come up and deal with all the pressure. What would you know about pressure? Well, I have kissed a man is a quote from a movie that I used to watch in the 90s called Ace Ventura. But When you look at what this could be when it comes to Jack Caglione, if you do go get that bat, that is a proven name. Let's say, for instance, there's a reunited moment with Brent Rooker. That takes a little bit of that pressure off Jack Caglione.
A lot of
right?
pressure off of Jack
so
Caglione.
So maybe there's a reason why you would go get another named bat. Right. Necessarily, if you think about a Royals type of player that will come here, it will not be a guy like a Tatis-ish name, like somebody up there. Yeah. But it will be a name that comes in. And like Vern had mentioned, if Cags does come in, does he hit fifth?
Right.
That means if he does come to the lineup, he is going to have that moment where we always know this happens. What was the first play of opening day? Do you remember it? It was a ground ball to third base. And who was playing third base?
India.
Your newly acquired player.
That's right.
Jonathan
I do remember
India,
that. Yes,
right?
Yes, it finds you. Yes.
The ball or the moment will always seem to find you right away.
Right.
And you've got to think that Caglione will have a moment where he comes up and there's runners on second and third, one out. Here he is, 0-0 game, bottom of the, you know, second. Let's say it's bottom of the second inning. He's hitting six. The Royals go 1-2-3. The next two guys get up. They get on. It's the sixth hole. It's Caglione. There's going to be that moment. What's going to happen in that moment? And I am to the firm belief, and again, I am extremely biased, and I think half the city knows this, that I don't think any moment is too big for this kid. I really don't. From where he's came from what he's accomplished, from what he's done, hell, the guy's already almost married.
Yeah.
He's engaged. That moment wasn't too big for him. College wasn't too big for him in the SEC. Double-A, triple-A. I just don't think that sort of aura exists for a guy like Jack Caglione, who's probably always been bigger and better and put in moments like that where it's not going to be that big. And I get it. The Major League Baseball league is completely different than anywhere else he's played. But you answer the call in Double-A in 38 games. You've answered the call in Triple-A in four games. And here we go again. Vern said tonight, I'll have on my computer, I can see Vern sitting there now with his glasses on the edge of his nose, with his laptop open, with Omaha Storm Chasers and the Royals and Reds out in front of him. And he'll be locked in because he's even noticing a guy that's always supposed to be the voice of reason. I know Vern's okay with me saying this. He's the guy that keeps us humble. We've always said this. You can hear in Vern's words, you can kind of see where those words are going, that even he's kind of like, yeah, I get it. If he does another 5 home run week, then he's going to be up here next Monday. But again, what if it's 3 home runs? What if he doesn't skip a beat?
Yeah, that's why you can't put a line on it, right? Like, oh, if he has 5 home runs that he's coming up. But what if he does have 3? What if he's driving in runs and hitting double? Can't limit it to home runs.
And I apologize. I said this week it could be Father's Day.
Yeah.
I think that's where we're at. I think Father's Day.
What was the date that I said? June 11th is the deadline, you know, so you don't have the clock to start ticking on you.
Wednesday before Father's Day or something like that?
It's 2 weeks.
It's semantics, you know.
It's 2 weeks from Wednesday. But yeah, I was just trying to remember that date in my mind. Like June 11th, Father's Day is like the 15th, so that's 4 days before. But yeah, I think like June 12th, that Thursday, let's look and see if there's an off day.
Thing, oh, I'm right? sure. I mean, I can pull
have
it
an off day, and then June 13th, you know, he kind of makes his debut, you know, here in Kansas City, because I do think the Royals are home that weekend, and so that would be kind of fun if he did make his debut at home in Kansas City. But you know, this next week is going to be big, and I think if he dominates this next week, we're probably going to get that thought of, okay, it's time to bring him up. Then you wait a week, as you know, Ned used to say, and Bobby Cox and those guys. And so, who do they open with? It's the White Sox.
No, June 10th is a Tuesday. They play the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
The Yankees,
right?
That's right. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Now, yeah. Now, they would play – they play a stretch where they play – obviously, this next weekend, they'll play Detroit 30th, 31st, and the 1st. They're off the 2nd.
That's Monday.
Yep. And then they play St. Louis, St. Louis, St. Louis for 3. Then they go to Chicago for 3 and then come home versus the Yankees, the Athletics, and that's mid-June.
Yeah.
That's the end of – that Father's Day weekend is home against the Athletics.
And where do they go after Father's Day?
Texas.
On the road?
Yes.
Hosmer made his debut on the road. Not that that matters.
That was just, Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm just thinking out loud. Like, do they make him make his debut at home? Do they do it on the road?
We thought that in Omaha. We thought maybe they'd wait for Cags to come home this week.
Right.
They didn't.
They didn't.
Thank God they didn't.
Right. So maybe it's after that Yankee. Who do they play immediately after the Yankees?
A's.
The A's? Why not then?
Why not the Yankees?
Because it's the middle of the series when the date comes.
Why not go hit a 350 or a 450 foot bomb off Max Fried?
Yeah, you could.
Then what?
You could. No, nothing.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, then it's in New York.
But if no, those are here.
I'm saying, I know what I'm saying. Then his name is in New York.
Gotcha. Yeah. But Oakland gives you the best chance for success. You
know? White Sox before you hit the Yankees.
Yeah, but the date wasn't there yet, and then you lose a year of that service time. Yeah. So that at this point in time, if they bring him up before June 11th, it's foolish. I'm just going to tell you that now. That's foolish at this point in time to bring him up before there, because you only have 2 weeks left before you get that service time.
Right. So let's talk about that for a second. So earlier you had said maybe he's that good and you could just take a gamble and pay him now. If he is that good, service time is irrelevant.
It's relevant from keeping him under your control for another year. And if you're not going to sign him, which I say they should, probably won't, right away anyway. I mean, obviously Bobby didn't wait to get to the end of arbitration before they signed him.
Because they saw it.
But I still think you want to keep, like, you have that in your favor right now and you've gone this far. If you've gone this far, you willing to go a little bit further? You willing to wait another 2 weeks for this? I am at this point in time to save a potential year of service time. At this point in time, yeah. Hindsight being 2020, probably would have been better if he broke camp with the club this year, because I think when he does come up, it's all going to be about him because he's coming up into a lineup that isn't hitting. So maybe these guys can get it figured out in 2 weeks, turn this thing around. Weather's getting warm. You know, excuse. Be a Major League Baseball player, start putting the ball in play, start hitting better, and take the pressure off of Cags so when he does come up, he's not in the middle of this lineup where nobody is hitting.
And to give Vern credit, he did say, I would bring him up next Monday if, in fact, the next four games go as the first four went in AAA. Mm-hmm. Like, if he hit five home runs again, he'd be like, okay, clearly this isn't working.
If it's something like that, fine. Right. But I still think you're at that line now. Another 2 weeks ain't going to kill you, you know?
I'm with you. I mean, I just think that he's what I would consider. I think he's so far beyond what people could have already expected. I mean, we have our boss who told me it wasn't going to be until 2026 when he came up that it was a fun bit to talk about Cags, and he's running to the state line.
He ran to Kansas.
Yeah, he just thought about running.
Yeah.
And he placed a 40-1 odds bet on Jack Caglione. Alex Gold's out there, him and I going to Omaha this weekend. He knew before he even mentioned the name, 40-1, what that ring up. Oh, that's Cags' rookie of the year odds.
Yeah.
Literally, you can bet on it right now. It is going to happen. When it is going to happen, we don't quite know yet, but you would think that it is now expedited from everyone's eyes.
Again, I think this is a big week. I do.
I think this is
a major week for him.
Oh, look at ticket sales in Omaha.
Yeah.
I guarantee you they have not a record high, but I bet they have a season high right now in ticket sales for this weekend's game. Weather's going to be nice. It's vacation season. You have the number one prospect and the number 10 prospect in all of baseball playing in that ballpark, coming off a weekend where I don't know if it could got any better. You got intentionally walked in AAA.
That's unbelievable.
While losing.
Like, everybody in AAA has something to work on to get better. You're intentionally walking a guy. How about to the guy on the mound? Why don't you try to get one of the best hitters in the minor leagues out instead of walking him?
I don't want to be the guy that gives up another home run to Cags. He's already made his point there.
Whoever that pitcher was, sorry, pal. You're not welcome on my big league ball club.
No doubt. Speaking of pitching and maybe not being allowed to do it ever again, Jordan Love, did you miss it or did you see it in the Brewers game, his first pitch?
This week. And now looking for...
That's not Jordan Love.
No, but it could have been.
Yeah.
Oh. Got a nice ovation. A busy time for the Packers. Yeah. Well, he didn't bounce it, I'll tell you that much.
Well, he was throwing it over the linebackers, actually, right there. You know, he had a little bit of a touch feel pass right there.
Hitting Jalen Reed across.
What do you think it is with these football players? Because, let's be honest. We watched Travis Kelce throw out a first pitch before. Wasn't great. Like when I watched Danny Parkins throw the first pitch at an Omaha Storm Chasers game, I expected to see Danny Parkins throw it sideways, bounce it, because I'd seen the guy before throw a baseball. Jordan Love threw that ball with so much arc on it and just looks so out of place, but yet can whistle a football 75 yards down the field.
Yeah, what I think it is nerves. And,
you think so?
Yeah, and not wanting to embarrass yourself. You're so good at being a sports figure, right? An athlete. The last thing you want to do is go out there and bury one in the dirt.
No doubt.
And, or airmail one, or, you know, make an ass of yourself.
No
right?
doubt.
Because it, like, you know, it will be everywhere. So I do think a lot of it has to do with nerves. Like, you're putting athletes in a situation they're not used to being in before. It changes the whole dynamic of it. And if you do have a bad throw, you bounce it or airmail it or something ridiculous like that, everybody's talking about how you're an NFL quarterback, you can't throw a baseball. And right. now they still are.
What other sport would you see athletes struggle? Like, do you think if you had a baseball player shoot a free throw as the first shot, do you think they would make it or miss it more often than not?
A baseball player?
Yeah.
Miss.
Okay. What about like a pitcher throw a 10-yard crossing pattern to a wide receiver for the first throw? Like, would that... Would
what they size ball are we talking?
Normal football, because they're throwing a normal baseball, and pitchers have big hands. They're only like 6'4", 6'3", 6'5". Like, could you imagine... All right, throwing out the first throw for the Chiefs is Cole Reagans. All right, Cole, whenever you're ready, and then 10-yard out, boom, or like a crossing pattern.
I think you'd see a floater.
Or behind him.
Yeah, it would be great.
If that's in a game, I think it's getting picked off in return for a touchdown.
Yeah.
I don't think people like the timing aspect
right.
of that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Like, I don't think people realize that the hill of the mound coming down, like you always throw down. Like, I remember I did it last year. Q's like, aim high. He's like, everybody goes out there and, you know, they look at that glove and they bounce it all the time. I mean, I've just seen so many athletes go out there and throw out the first pitch and it's just a pat toss. And it's like,
but when you're not in that situation, like you've right. done it, you've been out there. It's
yeah. You
like,
look,
oh
I
my.
Refuse to look up.
Yeah. Because everybody's watching you.
Oh yeah.
Right. Like even in a football game as the quarterback, you still got the Binkleys of the world watching the offensive line that don't know the quarterback exists. Right. Okay.
Right.
You're throwing out that first pitch. There ain't nothing going on that field but you. And so everybody's watching.
Yeah.
And if you mess it up, you're the butt of all jokes. And especially if you're an NFL football player and a quarterback, you mess that thing up, you're the butt of all jokes.
Man, I just think it's so interesting that it's just a throw. Like,
it is, yeah.
It's, I mean, it literally is like a toss. Like, it's 60 feet, 1 inch, or whatever the dimensions are. And it seems that... Like, I understand that 50 Cent's going to throw it and hit a mascot 10 feet to the left.
Sure.
He's 50 Cent. I don't expect him to be, you know, right. the world's best thrower of a baseball. But Jordan Love, Travis Kelce, other athletes in the past that we've seen completely just...
But, I mean, you see Charles Barkley try to play golf. It's embarrassing.
It's better now.
It's gotten better,
yeah.
but it was still pretty embarrassing.
But that's still a very hard thing to do.
I know, but you think an athlete should be able to do it.
That's fair.
You think an athlete should be... Oh, they're an athlete. They should be able to pick up whatever... And do whatever. And it's just not the case at all. I mean, we have baseball players who spent their careers pitching that can't hit anymore when 5 years prior they were the best hitter in their league. So it's not exactly easy.
Mm.
And the mindset of, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. Oh, my God. I better not mess this up. I better not mess this up. So you're thinking about it. You've outthought yourself.
Somebody says on the text line, Boobalicious warms up with a football every day. I think he'd be all right throwing the football out.
We'll see. I mean.
But, I mean, imagine Lugo.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I know Lugo's an older guy throwing some pigskin around his
He's
life.
He's the best athlete on the team, they say, though.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Over Bobby?
Oh, yeah. The best athlete on the team is Lugo. I was watching, I don't know, something with Q, and it was without hesitation. They're like, oh, Lugo's the best. He was a 3-sport star in high school, played soccer, played baseball, played basketball. Like, and I heard it on the, maybe it was the Indians broadcast I was listening to earlier in the season. They were talking about it as well. Mm-hmm. Seth Lugo being the best athlete on this team. I was like, wow, I never would have thought that. Guy looks like a dad at the Little League Park.
Throwing out the first baseball of the football game is Seth Lugo, greatest athlete on the team. What is he, like 6'6"? He's huge.
He's huge, yeah.
He's a Matt. Well,
yeah. I still would have had Lorenzen above him. I would have had Isbell above
like
him.
Like I said, I was stunned, but I heard it on multiple broadcasts of them talking about this guy being the best athlete on the team.
I'm glad you said it. We'll ask Q tomorrow.
Yeah, might as well, right?
Yeah. We'll ask the Royals manager tomorrow when he joins the show. Coming up on the other side, we wrap this show up with the Brioche of the Week, and I don't care if it's Tuesday. We're doing it anyway because it's not Tuesday. It's today. Bob Fesco, Nathan Dusty Likas with you on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Okay.
Baseball players are the best athletes. he will make that throw. Saying baseball players can throw the like the football.
Baseball players the best athletes on what planet?
I don't know. I always thought it was like hockey players.
I will argue to my death it's either NBA or NHL. It's no question.
Because NHL players are really good at golf. It's just, I don't know, they can skate
They're
on
skating.
Ice. They can hit, fight, score. I don't know, man. Baseball players, that's tough.
Baseball players are like fourth on the list. If I mean, I'd put soccer players higher than baseball players when it comes. I mean, baseball players, you know, get a blister, they're out for a year. I'm not putting baseball players in the best athlete category at all. Sorry, baseball players. You guys pull on rubber bands on a side of a fence. I mean, the amount of, I mean, precautionary stuff that baseball players do is ridiculous.
Bet you can't throw a baseball 90 miles an hour.
You're right. I don't get paid to do that. It's not my job. I bet most baseball players couldn't come in here and do what I do for a living either. So
I throw a football three times in the backyard and I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm on the IL for 15 days. I am no longer an athlete. Never was one.
But I'm not. We're not putting baseball players that are the best athlete. Not a chance. Not NBA, WNBA, NHL, MLS. All those players. Like, yeah, hold my beer.
It was the weekend. It was 3 days, but we still get to the brioche of that weekend.
Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah. Good take.
Brioche of the weekend could always go to Liv Morgan, but I'll keep my WWE fandom to the side. My brioche of the weekend, shout out to the household that I went to this weekend. Great friend of mine who became family. We did ribs. We did wings.
We did ribs with this dude.
Yeah, ribs, wings, played golf. It was fun. Monday was a great day until about halfway through when the rain came in, but still the ribs were immaculate. Buddy's dad had a pit boss. Unfortunately, somebody brought macaroni salad. But that's okay.
I would have been good for one spoonful of it. I like it every once in a while. I'm not going to lie.
His mom makes these barbecue beans that are just in another level. There's like three different types of beans in it. Ground beef. There's bacon.
Oh,
dear
my
Lord. Oh, my
gosh.
That's
a meal.
Oh, it should be.
Seriously, once you add the ground beef, you don't need anything else.
Nah,
that's
man.
A meal.
Had that. Had some cheesy corn, some ribs, wings. And then
it's almost like a chili.
Well, it is, and it's fantastic with like a barbecue taste. And then for some reason, the hidden gem, like your fifth starter on a cookout or any sort of holiday, just the classic Lay's potato chips. I don't know what it is. They give you that. It's almost like when you go to a candle store and you smell all those candles. All of a sudden, there's those coffee beans to refresh you.
Yeah.
Those Lay's potato chips kind of clear the palate. I don't know what it was, but I housed a couple of those. But was also in quite a few garages this weekend as well.
Yeah, so. Lay's potato chips are good, though.
They're just kind of...
Yeah, they really are.
They are what they are, but they're fine.
Yeah.
Like, they're a grease pit, but you know what? I don't know what it
they
is.
They never disappoint.
Never.
Never.
Never do they. Meatball subs, Lay's potato chips.
Yeah, that's a good call right there. My brioche of the weekend goes to the Savannah Bananas, and it was everything and more that I ever would have expected at an event like that. It's
Jen smiled the whole way home?
Oh, God,
I feel like that's,
yeah.
That's going to be her big thing, too, right?
Yeah, she loved it, and we sat with Mac and his girlfriend,
nice.
and you know, like they didn't pay attention to one thing that went on.
They were just making out.
I mean, it's like taking
really?
Children. Oh yeah, laughing, talking.
Oh.
I don't think they saw one moment of the entire thing.
The good old sounds of love.
It was really like you got to watch. I felt like a dad at some point. Like the game's going on out here, you know.
Hey, PDA back there.
It wasn't even that. It was just that, like, he's just looking at her the whole time, talking.
He's in love.
I mean, like, good for him, right? Wonderful performance, wonderful show. And that's what it is by the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
If you think it's a baseball game, you're going to be sorely mistaken. Don't go in with that attitude. You go in with, you're going to see a theater production. And that's exactly what it was. The singing, the dancing, the special effect. Like, the whole thing was, I can't say enough good things about it. There's not enough superlatives to go out there to explain how awesome this event was. And I just saw this morning they put on X, formerly Twitter, that they have now received applications from 150 cities and 40 states some international ones for next year.
Jeez.
150 cities and 40 states and some international ones as well. This is the hottest road show right now. Now, I will say this. I went one time, and I don't need to go a second time because it is what it is, right?
The hot dog race.
It is, right. Yeah, you do the hot dog race once. You do not need to do it again. You go see a Broadway show one time. You don't go back and see that show unless it's, you know, something spectacular, which the Bananas were, and I wouldn't, you know, begrudgingly go back again. But
right.
I know I've seen it, and I've experienced it. It was phenomenal. And I would suggest if you have the opportunity to see the Savannah Bananas production, you make sure you go see that, because you will look at that and you'll say to yourself, oh my God, I was entertained from the minute the gates opened to the minute we went home. Mm-hmm. I laughed. I had a great time. I smiled. Everybody's dancing. The music was on point. Like, Major League Baseball could learn a lot from the way that the Savannah Bananas went about their business. They made it so much fun to be in that ballpark, and they didn't take themselves too seriously. I think they do an unbelievable job. They are phenomenal.
No doubt. Nathan, you have a brioche for the weekend, so it's just nice.
Yeah, sounds like Mac Morey should get my brioche of the weekend. Good for him. I think we talk a lot about the long weekend, the weather, the cookouts, all that stuff. Got to give a shout out to the service members, their families that have lost somebody, you know, in service. They are definitely on our minds over this weekend. It is not just all the fun stuff that comes along with that. So definitely brioche of the weekend goes mm-hmm. out to those service members and their families.
No doubt, man, because I think at times we do forget why we have that holiday, while you're sitting around, you know, drinking and cooking out and whatnot. It's Memorial Day, you know. We're reflecting on those who gave their lives to make this the best country in which to live and give us our freedom. So, yeah, you absolutely want to give that shout out to the fallen service members and their families as well. But, yeah, I can't recommend the bananas high enough. I mean, 140 different cities and 40 states are wanting these guys now.
Right.
It's incredible. And they still play in Savannah. It only seats about 7,000 or 8,000 fans, so that's a little bit more intimate down there. But I mean, they're packing 40,000 people into Kauffman Stadium. They're packing 80,000 people in to football stadiums. And we had Adam. He was like, "I want to make sure everybody has a great time," and everybody was having a great time. They were up in the upper deck with the fans. They were down in the lower deck with the fans. I mean, these players were all over. They just come into the stands and just start signing autographs in the middle of their show. And the kids loved it. The fans loved it. The adults loved it. There wasn't one person who didn't leave that ballpark going, except the guy who sat a couple rows behind us. It looked like he was like into the garage for hours. I mean, I've never seen somebody sit.
You didn't know that I was behind you?
No, it wasn't you. This guy sat motionless for 2 hours. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Yeah. And then you got the guy on stilts out there playing mm-hmm. baseball better than like most major leaguers. No, I kid. But right. I mean, but it was phenomenal. It was absolutely phenomenal. And those who don't open their minds to this are the ones who are going to be left behind, because this is what fans want. They want fun. They want excitement. And they did an unbelievable job with it.
Another follow-up on the brioche of the weekend comes from Sean from Twitter. He reached out to me this weekend and said, you never know. It's cool to care. It's nice to be nice. You never know. It could change someone's day, week, month, or year, which is how we sign off the show here. We'll do it about 35 seconds or so. But PS5, right? They do the online gaming. So this guy reached out, says PS5 will really have you best friends with some kids, laughing my AO off, right? I play College Football 25 Ultimate Team with 2 sixth graders. They go hard as F. And one of them told me today, "Hey, man, thanks for being my buddy and playing the game today. My mom just passed away, so it's good to have some friends with me during this time." Just being a cool dude on the internet, Damn. You know, hanging out, playing games. That's what it's all about. Be nice. You never yeah. know. Kid's going through some trouble in his life, lost a mother. You never know how that could affect him, but just being there as a vice, playing video games, being nice, being, you know, respectful instead of just going on there and talking a bunch of crap. But again, that's what it's about, man. Just being nice to people out mm-hmm. there. So, yeah. That is some brioche of the weekend. I'll take some sunshine for the rest of the day.
Just give me any of it. I don't care.
It's still raining. It hasn't stopped since we started the show.
I know. It was supposed to stop around 6 o'clock this morning, and here we go into the 10 o'clock hour. It's still raining, so I don't know what to believe anymore.
Somebody says on the text line, there was a guy, Die Hard Royals Facebook group, that was pissed off that people said home of the Chiefs during the anthem. You got to let that one go, man. Like, that's just going to happen everywhere we go.
Yeah, like it's 2025, bro. We've been doing it since the
90s. They did it in Springfield when we went and watched
They do it at Allen Fieldhouse. I mean,
this is a diehard group. You obviously haven't been to very many Royals games you are surprised at home of the Chiefs.
I guess they're thinking the point is it was Memorial Day weekend and they still did it. It's like, dude, you got to understand.
Yeah, it's part of the deal, man. Like, stop trying to fight the battle, right? Like, it is what it is.
Somebody wants to know if Stilts can play better than Massey.
Hard for him to get down and field that ball at second base.
And he's a pitcher.
Yeah.
At least that's what I saw. He was throwing from the mound, which I was even more impressed with.
You know, Massey has those back problems that often prevent him, but
I mean, eventually, I don't care anymore. Like, you got to produce, and if you're not producing, like, we've got to get somebody in here that will produce, right?
No,
and he's not the only guy, but we're starting to see the Royals do a very nice job of pairing off players that aren't moving this thing forward.
He just
looks to be the next one up for me.
Go be somebody's sunshine today. Go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year. It is simply cool to care. Stay dry, stay cool, stay safe. Coming up next, it's Cody Golden Drew from 10 until 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.